I guess confessions are only questionable in the case of the Central Park rapists. Christoph doesn't say who the confessor is specifically, but it sounds like the one repeatedly put forward by Cooper's lawyers. Courts have characterized this so-called confession as a mental patient's second-hand version of a confession. Christoph. This other suspect is a white man whom I'll identify just by his first name, Lee, for he must be presumed innocent. Lee came to the attention of the authorities during the investigation after his girlfriend, Diana Roper, fingered him as the killer. She reported that he had returned home late on the night of the killings wearing bloody coveralls, in a car that resembled the Ryan station wagon. Roper turned Lee's bloody coveralls over to the sheriff's office, which eventually threw them away without testing them. By then, the sheriff's office had arrested Cooper, and deputies didn't want a complication. Don't be fooled by Christoph's fake humility, he must be presumed innocent. All that blather about what Roper said was invented by defense attorneys. Roper was not technically Lee's girlfriend, she was his bitter ex. Far from bloody, the few red splotches on the coveralls were most likely paint, along with manure and dirt. Roper told investigators that she didn't even know if the coveralls belonged to Lee. But let me quote from the court that reviewed the coveralls' evidence. Issues of guilt, innocence and sentence should never be decided on information obtained from persons who believe they are witches and believe an article of clothing is connected to a crime because of a vision they received during a trance. Emphasis mine. Yes, Roper's evidence was based on a vision she had during a trance because she believed she was a witch. These facts are exhaustively detailed in court orders and opinions, but are entirely absent from the vast news coverage of Cooper's case. Might distract from the claim that the sheriff's office tossed the coveralls only to avoid a complication in their single-minded pursuit of the wrong man, as Christoph claims. No one on death row, not one person, is innocent. Believe nothing you read in the media about their putative innocence. It's always lies and nonsense, as with Christoph's pet murderer, Kevin Cooper. Copyright 2021 ANN Coulter.